Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. What's going on, evil ones? I'm Brett, your host of the Evil Never Dies podcast, and this is the midweek show. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody had a great Halloween. I know I did. Got to take the granddaughter trick-or-treating, and we had a blast. My legs are sore from walking probably 2.5 miles, but other than that, it was a good night. So, and we also did our yard haunt this past weekend, but I'm not going to get into that much. We're going to actually do a free-for-all for this coming up Sunday episode, so we're going to talk about it then. So stay tuned. All right, tonight for the midweek, this came up on my playlist today, and listened to the whole thing again. It's been a while since I listened to it, so. But anyway, it's the band Devil Driver and their album Fury of Our Maker's Hands. All right, second studio album by the band, recorded early 2005. At Sonic Ranch Studios in Tornillo, Texas. And if you don't know where that's at, it's right by El Paso, Texas, right on the border of Mexico by Juarez. It was mixed by Andy Sneap. You might know him. He's now the touring guitarist for Judas Priest. One of the guitarists. And this was at Chapel Recording Studios in Lincolnshire, England. And it was mastered at Sterling Sound in New York City. Produced by Colin Richardson. Released June 28, 2005 on Roadrunner Records. Now, everywhere I look, the genre says groove metal, but I hear some death and thrash in there when I listen to this, so let me know what you think if you listen to it. Length is 51 minutes and 12 seconds on this version. All right, band members. We got Des Fafra on lead vocals, Jeffrey Kendrick on guitars, Mike Spreitzer on guitars. And this is his first album with the band. He replaced former guitarist Evan Pitts. We got John Miller on bass guitar and John Becklin on drums. All right, go over the track list. Track one, we got End of the Line, and that was released as a single, and there's also a music video. Driving Down the Darkness, that was also released as a single, track two. And this was actually featured on the 15th episode of season 6 of the television show Scrubs. All right, track three, we got Grin Fucked. And if you don't know what it means to be grin fucked, it's somebody smiles at you and promises you the world, and then they turn around and don't do a damn thing for you. That's being grin fucked. All right, track four, Hold Back the Day. There's a single on that, released as a single. And there's also a video for this. And this video is weird. I don't know if you've ever seen Black Sabbath's Paranoid video from like 1971. It looks a lot like that, the way they filmed it. It's pretty cool, actually. All right. Track 5, Sin and Sacrifice. Track 6, Ripped Apart. Track 7, Pale Horse Apocalypse. Track 8, Just Run. That's one of my favorite songs on the album. Track 9, Impending Disaster. Track 10, Bear Witness Unto. Track 11, Before the Hangman's Noose. And track 12 is the title track, Fury of Our Maker's Hand. And that was also released as a single. And then on October 31st, 2006, they released a special edition album, a version of this album, with track 13 being Unlucky 13, and track 14, Guilty as Sin, and then were both 8 outtakes off the Fury album. Then we got track 15, Digging Up Corpses. And this was recorded back when they did their first album, but it wasn't on the first album, but it was released on the Resident Evil Apocalypse soundtrack. And then they decided to put it on this one. Then there's 3 live tracks, I Could Care Less, Hold Back the Day, and Ripped Apart. And then there is also a bonus DVD with 4 music videos on it. All right, go over the tour. Tour started March 27th, 2005 in Lubbock, Texas, supporting Lamb of God. And they did a couple of shows in West Texas. I guess they started because they were recording down in Southwest Texas, so I guess they just started right from recording. All right. Right after they did them a couple of shows, they got on a tour with Machine Head, and that ended till the end of June when they joined the Sounds of Underground tour. With Lamb of God opening, and Gwar was there, and like 20 other metal bands. And they were on that till July 31st, 2005. Then in October, they went on a tour with just Gwar, and supported Gwar till December. And they also did some one-off shows here and there also. So that's about it for the tour. All right, this album, it's way, way better than their first one, and I think this really started their sound, the way they sound as of today, actually, also. Very fast, aggressive. Every song on this whole album's a banger, so... John Becklin's drumming is amazing. He's such an underrated drummer. It also shows what a good fit Mike Spritzer made with the band. All right. So that's about all I got for Devil Driver. I think I'm going to go with 3 3/4 devil horns for this one. Do think a couple of their later releases are better than this. But yeah, 3 3/4 devil horns. I highly recommend it. Stay tuned for some snippets if you want to hear what they sound like. Then maybe you can go listen to the whole album. guess that's it. Check us out on social media. We got a new YouTube handle, merch, and that'll all be in the show notes. So I guess this is it for this midweek, guys. Thanks for listening, and stay evil, everybody.
Take advantage, you piece of shit.